This time on Culture File, the ultimate bank job. Artist and filmmaker team of Hilary Powell and Dan Edelstein have upcycled a disused high street bank in East London to create art and abolish debt. Powell and Edelstein's Hoe Street Central Bank, HSCB for short, has printed currency and issued bonds, using the proceeds to buy up delinquent debts in the borough around them, as well as fund enterprises such as food banks and homeless outreach. Culture File met Hilary Powell and Dan Edelstein for some lessons in dismantling the creditocracy.
We're at Hoe Street Central Bank on a busy Hoe Street in Walthamstow in northeast London.
Yep, we're outside on a slushy, rain-swept street on the wettest day so far of the year.
And this is actually a bank. It says HSCB Rebel Bank on the door in a nice official bronze plaque.
A budget bronze plaque, but yeah, we've just been dubbed the Rebel Bank, and that's what we've been doing in here, kind of rebel banking, alternative banking, printing money for buying up an exploding debt. But this building actually was a bank. It was a co-op bank from the 1980s, and before that a Midland Bank, so it has that banking heritage.
So inside it, you say a bank, but it looks almost like a printing works. There's washing lines of freshly minted something hanging from the walls.
Yeah, well, when we first moved in, it was very, like, you know, bland, contemporary, down-at-heel kind of bank with carpet tiles and suspended ceilings. So we straight away painted it this two-tone green and got in the old desks and the banker's lamps and filing cabinets. So we were going for more vintage bank.
What's that?
That's just me boinging some of these metal panels from the van, which are hanging up in the main space with my knuckles.
So at the back of the bank is the most non-bank element of things, which is a sort of suspended scrapyard.
That's the remnants of the gold Ford Transit van, which we blew up about 10 days, 20 days? Oh, no, 2 weeks ago, was it? Yeah. Was it 2 weeks ago? Yeah, it seems longer ago, but yeah, we blew it up, and the idea was that that was the climax of the feature film that we're making, which is called Bank Job, which we've tried to make in the genre of a kind of heist film. Although it's a documentary, we wondered if we could create something that was as seat of your pants as a kind of Ocean's 11 or something like that. So we wanted to have an explosion at the climax of our film, so Hilary painted this van gold, and we worked with a team of explosives experts, and we put a bomb in it and blew it up, basically. And the idea was that we were abolishing £1.2 million worth of local high-interest debt from the area where we're now standing, in Walthamstow and Leighton and those types of areas. It's not a very visual thing to actually cancel debt. It's sort of file save on the spreadsheet, you know, now those things. So we wanted to try and find a way of visualising it and bringing attention and turning it into a kind of a national conversation about the way our economy currently works and the kind of debt-fueled model of economics, which we're absolutely embroiled in, you know, as a country.
As well as printing money, which in itself, banknotes, the proceeds from that went to buy up the 1.2 million of local debt and help the local causes that are pictured on the banknotes. We then moved on to printing bonds, which was a way of financing the explosion, paper bonds that are artworks. But the return on investment for people who've supported the project in that way is a coin made out of this van. So it's a big kind of material experiment in transforming value, really. So now we're in this phase of turning the metal of the van that we exploded full of debt into coins that are the return for bondholders, and other people are now interested in buying them, but we need to make them.
I became interested in a group called Strike Debt in America, who were buying up and abolishing millions of dollars worth of student and medical debt. I met with members of Strike Debt, and on my way there, I should say, I read what they call their movement literature. And one of the writers was Professor Andrew Ross from New York University, who wrote a book called Creditocracy and the Case for Debt Refusal. He argued that debt was being wrapped around access to the basic social goods, you know, such as healthcare, education, housing. And he was saying that basically since the 1970s, the advent of neoliberalism, we were living more and more under the rule of creditocrats.
This is the bank manager's office. And, well, I'm not the bank, you know, I'm the governor, so bank manager is not quite right, but this was the co-op bank manager's office. So lots of people who come in remember being called into here when it was a bank. But now it's the governor, and it's a more optimistic space, I hope.
And this is the desk of the head of explosives at the bank, and that's me. But it's a less glamorous type of job, and but it's totally fine. I'm happy with that title.
To tackle that kind of big story of money and debt and those abstract ideas, it took a while to work out how to frame a story, but we realised by starting where we lived and seeing if Walthamstow was a creditocracy and building those connections with our community, that would help us look at the bigger picture of treating it as a kind of microcosm. For us, it was a way of looking in our home territory. So it's become all-encompassing because the people on the banknotes are like our children's head teacher. We raised 40,000, 20,000 of that was used to buy the debt, but 20,000 was split equally between giving it to these four local causes. Oh, yes, so over here, we've got them on the walls now so people can kind of get a potted history of what's been going on here because we're kind of building up the layers of the project. We did fives, tens, twenties and fifties, and the fives in this kind of orangey colour feature Gary, who runs the local food bank, Syrah and her family, who run a homeless kitchen called Plates for Yuel Sufa, Steve and Josh, who run the Soul Project, which is a local youth project doing this incredibly kind of key work of keeping people out of kind of gangs and getting positive role models, and they lost their building recently to luxury flats. And Tracy is our children's local primary school head teacher, who are suffering more severely from the school cuts because they are such a small school. So, like, teaching assistants have to go and creative subjects are being axed, as is happening all across the country because of the austerity measures. So we felt we wanted them on our banknotes because rather than the Queen or famous figures from British history, because we felt they were dealing directly with the fallout of the current unjust economic system. So when we sold these, £5 sterling could get you five Garys or five Syrahs. Their stories are so kind of revealing of the current system, like why is food bank usage going up in and homeless kitchen needing to cater for more and more people in what is meant to be one of the richest, you know, economies in the world. Something's obviously going a bit awry, and so their stories reveal that.
Hilary Powell and Dan Edelstein of HSCB in Walthamstow, London. And if you'd like to hear an extended version of that visit to the bank, then the Culture File Weekly on Friday at 7 contains that which you seek.